I was having a conversation on the phone with a friend yesterday who was just outraged that the real criminals are the millionaires and the people who are getting away with stealing money from all of us because they're not paying taxes, and how the oil companies want to get extra money even though they're making obscene profits, more profits than have ever been made by any corporations in the history of the world. And it's obvious that especially the Republicans, but basically all of Congress, just works for that 1% who control the money. Especially the Republicans, because all they seem to want to do is just curry favor with the millionaires and billionaires. That's the only thing that seems to matter. We can't raise taxes on billionaires, even though the taxes are the lowest they have been in over 60 years. It would be outrageous to take more taxes, fair share of taxes, because, you know, you and I, if we pay taxes, we're paying a larger percentage than billionaires are paying. And what would be fair? But, of course, it's not about fairness. It's about making the richest people even more obscenely rich. This is what Occupy Wall Street is about. When I hear people dismiss them as a bunch of hippies, or they don't really have a goal, basically they're getting together and saying the masses are starting to wake up. And we're starting to say, we don't want to hear about what right-wingers want. We don't want what the Christian fundamentalists want. We don't want to be restricted. We want freedom. We're part of the global brain. That's what this internet is. And we know that 99% of us are being pushed down by the people who protect the 1%. That's what Occupy Wall Street is about. Because Wall Street is the representation of the obscenity of the rich. And it's time to change this. Now, I see all these people who want to write down the lists of demands, and they want to organize this so that it makes a lot of clear sense. It's not needed, folks. It's not needed. First, we have to wake up. And that's what's going on right now. That's what the protests are about. Waking up. We're saying we're not going to take this crap anymore. This is the Weekly News and Review. I'm DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team, and I get this news from the Harpers.org website because it's nice and it's properly, you know, liberal and it's pretty well organized and it tends to be pretty funny. And it's all in one nice, tight place. This was posted by Genevieve Smith on October 4th, 2011 on the Harpers.org website, and you can get it, as I do, as an email. And it does concern the news of the preceding week. Two American citizens, Anwar al-Awlaki and Samir Khan, were killed by a CIA drone in Yemen. Awlaki, a cleric whose speeches purportedly inspired young Muslim radicals, had been added to the CIA's list of terrorist targets in early 2010. According to the U.S. government, Awlaki, who has never been tried or convicted of a crime in the United States, directed several failed terrorist plots. Khan, who edited a jihadi magazine, was never an official U.S. target. "Make no mistake," said President Barack Obama, "this is further proof that Al-Qaeda and its affiliates will find no safe haven anywhere in the world." Meanwhile, that grumpy old heart attack victim, Dick Cheney, made the announcement, "They criticized us for overreacting to the events of 9/11. Now they clearly had moved in the direction of taking robust action. I think the president owes everybody an apology, frankly." No, Mr. Cheney, you owe the rest of the world the rest of your life in prison for your anti-constitutional actions. You should be apologizing to us. Can't stand that guy. Earlier in the week, Calgarians chanted, "Don't harbor war criminals," outside a hotel where Cheney was scheduled to speak. Anti-government protests continued in Yemen, and at least 11 protesters were killed in Syria. In Manchester, hey Dave Parker, 20,000 marched in protest of British austerity plans. 20,000. In Lisbon, tens of thousands rallied against Portuguese austerity measures. In Athens, protesters blocked the entrance to Greece's finance ministry in an effort to stall talks on civil service wage cuts. And in New York City, more than 700 protesters were arrested during demonstrations against Wall Street greed. I love it. I used to walk, a lot of the time, I'd walk across the Brooklyn Bridge because it was always a great walk and a great view. And what these cats did was Saturday night, they actually blocked off the Brooklyn Bridge. Of course, there were 700 arrests. And it was peaceful. There was no violence involved unless, of course, the cops were using billy clubs on the protesters. But essentially, we're saying, we're waking up. It's time to stop what we're doing. That means stop the traffic. Because we've got to think about this, and we've got to do something different. I do have a suggestion for the Occupy Wall Street people in New York City. Have you guys thought about picking one of the CEOs, say from, you know, Goldman Sachs or something like that, and going up to where they live in some small community, say in Greenwich, Connecticut, or someplace like that, and bringing like 1,000 protesters to the home, to the front door of one of these CEOs? And just very peacefully asking for that guy to come out and talk to them. Go protest personally with one person. Go talk to the CEO of Goldman Sachs, say. What's the small town police department going to do? And you know what? A survey found that 85% of American adults believe they can make a difference. Newly released documents revealed that the FBI's terror watch list includes people who have been acquitted of terrorist acts. And the Bureau arrested Rezwan Firdaus, a 26-year-old Northeastern University graduate, for plotting to attack the Pentagon and Capitol building with three model planes, one of which he had purchased using money given to him by an undercover agent. King Abdullah declared that Saudi women who require permission from a male guardian to travel, work, marry, be admitted to hospitals, or live independently. Well, Abdullah declared that women could be granted the right to vote and run in elections. Is something changing? Saudi officials set a trial date for Najah Hariri, who is accused of violating the country's ban on women drivers. An Italian court overturned the murder convictions of American college student Amanda Knox and her co-defendant Rafael Sollecito and ordered them freed after nearly 4 years in prison. Raymond Davis, a CIA contractor who shot two men in Lahore, Pakistan, and was released after the U.S. government paid the men's families more than $2 million. Well, this cat, CIA contractor indeed, was arrested in Denver for fighting over a parking space at a bagel store. $2 million to release that scum? In Alabama, an inmate sued a correctional facility for the right to read the book, Slavery by Another Name, The Re-enslavement of Black Americans from the Civil War to World War II, which prison officials had deemed a security threat. Postal workers were stealing more mail than last year. A toilet exploded in a federal building in Washington, D.C., injuring at least one employee. House Republicans introduced legislation to get rid of the dollar bill, while Senate Republicans introduced legislation to save the dollar bill. At a time when the government needs to be looking to save every dollar, said the head of the Dollar Coin Alliance, we can't continue to play the same Washington game of serving narrow special interests with half-measure legislation. Basically, what all Occupy Wall Street should be doing, and I'm not telling them, it's just this is my mind. Come on. We've got to get rid of lobbying. We've got to ban all lobbying. Lobbying means that money changes people's ideas. It should be about what's right, not what makes you the most bloody money. We also have to get rid of that stupid electoral college. We need to change things, and it's time that we took control of this government ourselves and stop giving it to these political parties. Meanwhile, Congress voted to continue funding the federal government for 6 more weeks. D.C. police issued a press release in response to tweets by the satiric newspaper The Onion that claimed members of the 112th Congress had taken a class of school children hostage. Conditions at the U.S. Capitol are currently normal, the release said. Scientists found that Twitter users expressed the most happiness between 6 and 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, but conceded that their analysis software wasn't sophisticated enough to detect sarcasm. Facebook launched a political action committee. A study found that at least 200,000 Britons have been scammed by someone they met through a dating website. And more than half of all U.S. teenagers reported having been bullied online. In England, 46-year-old Mark Bradford tracked down and choked a 13-year-old boy who had killed him in the video game Call of Duty Black Ops. "I'd been playing the whole day and he was baiting me and just would not shut up," said Bradford. "I've seen him since and apologized. We played online too. He's actually a decent kid." Yep, folks, that's the news for this week. But we're just waking up, right? Is your alarm set? Do you know what to do? Because I think it really is time for that revolution that we've been putting off for 50 years. Listen to my music program, The Chill Room, on Friday nights, because I'm bashing fascists left and right there. And come on back to Kill Radio and this radio station. Whenever you're in doubt, Kill Radio is the way radio is supposed to be. Have fun, and I'll talk to you soon. This is DJ Bennett, out.